This is Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmo Radio News at 11. I'm Kamain Gaya. Good morning. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has by proclamation declared today, Thursday, March 24, as World TB Day to be observed as a working holiday. The day is being observed under the theme, Unite to End TB, Treat TB, Working Together to Eliminate TB. According to a foreign ministry release, the nations of the world will celebrate today to highlight the threat TB poses to the human race. The observance will also help to enlighten the world on the global initiatives and innovative actions undertaken to stop the spread of TB. It will also help to reduce death rates from TB in Liberia, Africa, and the entire world. The government of Liberia, being mindful of its duty to protect the health and welfare of its citizens and foreign residents, will join global health partners and the rest of the global community in the observance of World TB Day. The government of Liberia and partners have started the construction of a county service center, that is CSC, in Bopolu City, Gbapolu County. The project is part of the government's decentralization program intended to bring services closer to locals. It is expected to process birth certificates, driver licenses, business registration, wedding certificates, and registration of vital documents. Deputy Internal Affairs Minister Vanny Sirleaf, who spoke at the recent groundbreaking ceremony, challenged citizens to take ownership of the center, as doing so will motivate government and partners to respond more to needs of the county. The president of the University of Liberia says the institution is currently undergoing difficulties in running its affairs due to recent economic constraints occasioned by the shortfall in the national budget. Dr. Emmett Dennis said the lack of adequate budgetary support to the UL also coincided with the period when the UL student population rose from 20,000 to 36,000, something that exacerbated the constraints that the institution is already going through. Despite this condition, the UL president has urged students of the university to take their education seriously. Dr. Dennis noted that an individual remains the primary beneficiary of his or her education and as such must be willing to make the necessary financial contributions and other sacrifices that will afford them opportunities to receive quality education. Authorities of the UL on Tuesday officially announced an increment in tuition fees from $2.5 to $4 per credit hour for undergraduate level, for graduate and professional levels from $55 to $75, bringing to an end lingering speculations among the students relative to fees increment. Dr. Emmett Dennis is urging University of Liberia students to cooperate with the administration so that they can receive the quality education that they deserve. This news is coming to you from Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The transport ministers of Australia and Malaysia say two plane parts found in Mozambique almost recently came from missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. The two pieces of debris were found separately by members of the public and were flown to Australia for analysis. Australian's Darren Chester said the finds were consistent with draft modeling of ocean currents. MH370 vanished in March 2014 with 239 people on board. It went out of contact while flying from the Malaysian capital Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Satellite data suggests it likely went down in the southern Indian Ocean after veering off course for unknown reasons. And finally, Belgium's health minister says scores of people remain in intensive care following Tuesday's suicide bomb attacks in Brussels that left 31 people dead. Maggie D. Block said that of about 300 wounded people, 61 were still in critical condition and suggested that the death toll could rise further. Earlier, prosecutors confirmed they had identified two of the four attackers as brothers Kali and Berhem El-Bakaru. Two other attackers have yet to be named. One died, another is on the run. Prosecutors said Brahim El-Bakaru blew himself up in the attack at San Ventem Airport that killed 11 people, while Kali struck at Milbeck Metro, where 20 people died. That's the Onmeredo News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, you can log on to www.onmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmil2003 or twitter.com/onmilnews. I'm Kamain Gaya. Good morning.